One of the people that I first thought of when this virus started happening was our next guest. You know her if you've listened to any time at all on the show. You know what an asset she is. I consider her the greatest medical mind that I know of, at least general medical mind from the medical world, MD, Dr. Sherry Rogers, to really help you, to bless your life. Her credentials are long as my arm. She's an expert in, you know, chemical sensitivity. She's an expert in the body. She's an expert in healing because she was just sicker than the other doctors, and she was too dumb or too desperate or whatever word you want to use to just listen to everything that they were telling her. And she went a different way. And boy, are we blessed. You talk about making lemonade out of lemons. Dr. Sherry Rogers is here. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
It's so good to have you. It's really a pleasure to have you. I want to get right to it. We only have an hour. And obviously today is a lot going on in people's minds. They're going crazy, some people. I want to start, let's go down to the virus itself. I value your opinion. Our audience values your opinion probably above most anybody that comes on this show. What is the coronavirus? What are we looking at? What is the reality
we're going to try to make things really kind of ultra simple today, and then we can go on with future shows that you have already scheduled that you can tell your listeners about, because we have to remember the average person is not that proactive.
they're reactive.
Right, and they've been suckered into the line of medicine that all disease is a deficiency of the latest drug. You have high blood pressure, you better take a diuretic, then you better take a beta blocker, then you better take an ACE inhibitor, and then you better take a calcium channel blocker, etc. So because medicine does not, you don't go to the doctor and say, how are you going to cure me? Because it's not in their practice guidelines. The guidelines are for all, they're the recipes that doctors have to follow for all their different specialties. And the guidelines all start out with, take this drug, and when that doesn't work, or you need more, you take another drug and another. If that doesn't work, it's drugs, devices, surgery. No cause and cure. And as you know, we've been, for the last 50 years, trying to show people how to find the causes and cures. I must remind them, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. I had to learn how to get well. And I started reading God's Molecular Biochemistry of the Human Body, and oh my gosh, it's all there. We know where the coronavirus hooks in. We know how it makes people sick. We know how to start to repair this, depending on their dedication to themselves to get well and to change things and make themselves corona-resistant. As a result, I have no medicines, no symptoms, and got rid of all of those things. One big problem that we have done in the United States, well, there's many, but we have actually changed the human chemistry in the last 50 years. We have made people absolutely different in their chemistry than they used to be. And we can prove this. We have seen the 11-page assay of their vitamins, minerals, organic acids, and more importantly, the 34 fatty acids that make up the cell membrane that protects us from the virus. And we'll explore that, how people can help themselves with that. Right now, for example, maybe we should just back up a little. The coronavirus is an RNA. It's a piece of genetic material. And as many people might know, viruses are a hunk of genetic material coated with like a little sugar protein. They're not a complete cell. So in order to replicate, make more of themselves, and to live, they have to get inside a living thing's cells, an animal, a human, whatever, a plant. They have to get inside and hijack the chemistry of the cell that they have invaded. So then they can replicate, and then they send out all their little baby viruses to infect the rest of the organism. So they must help. And that's a major problem in the U.S. especially, because we have actually made it easier. We have made more gates and openings for the virus to get into our cells than many other countries have.
Explain well, what do you mean by more gates? Explain that.
Well, on the surface of our cells, and I know everybody, they don't want to be biochemists and they don't want to be molecular, cellular experts, but every cell in our body has a membrane or an envelope around it. And that membrane does a lot of things. It makes God cytokines. In other words, it makes tumor necrosis factor. We have all sorts of, it makes NFKB. These are factors that are engineered into our bodies to fight off cancers and viruses and to make us make sure that we are protected. However, when the cell membrane is damaged, which most people in the U.S. are, and I'll give you the evidence for that. By the way, people should know I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific backup someplace in our 30 years of monthly newsletter, which they can get back issues of, and our 15 books. So somewhere that evidence and more will be coming, obviously, on the corona because there's a huge amount of data on it that has been ignored for 17 years. Anyway, so the cell membrane puts out all these cancer fighters and infection fighters, tumor necrosis factor, et cetera. I won't name all those because they all have very hard to remember names and they won't mean a lot to people. But anyway, and then the cell membrane also has receptors and gates. It has like a pump that pumps magnesium into the cell. It pumps calcium out of the cell. There are all these little pumps. These gradients require electricity, so you have to have the exactly right chemistry to make that electricity. And there are receptors. For example, there are receptors for thyroid and testosterone and adrenal stress hormone, because these receptors then become the communication link between the outside of the cell, whatever is going on, what you've eaten, what you've drunk, what you've been exposed to, and the inside, the genetic material that the virus wants to hijack. It wants to grab hold of your and your DNA and your RNA and take control and say, we are in control and we are going to replicate, use your resources, and we're going to spread like crazy. So to get into the cell membrane, you might think, oh, well, we got to find out what the gate is. Do you know it's been known for over 17, 18 years? The receptor is called the angiotensin-converting enzyme number 2. It's called the ACE receptor. Now, people who are on blood pressure medicines might realize that some of them are already on a medication to poison that receptor. They're called ACE inhibitors, lisinopril, captopril, etc. These are common blood pressure medicines. Why? Again, because we have changed the human organism and we have created more disease now than we've ever had before, but we have the drugs to control it, so nobody cares. The United States has the number one most expensive healthcare system on the planet.
By far.
We're not number one, two, or three. We are number 43 in health. We lead the world in chronic diseases because our guidelines, the practice guidelines that are pretty much ruled by the drug industry, and there are so many people who have written wonderful books giving all the evidence for that, and we've cited it again many times. Their guidelines are all give this drug, then this, drugs, devices, or surgery. If you go to your doctor and say, how are you going to cure my high blood pressure? How are you going to cure my diabetes? How are you going to cure my atrial fibrillation? How are you going to cure my arthritis? They'll tell you, there's no cure. But there is all these. And that's what we've all been doing for decades. In fact, whenever I ended up with four medical specialties, and two of them make doctors recertify taking an exam every 7 years. And whenever I took the exam, I had to take a week off to learn the wrong answers, because if I put we cured atrial fib, high blood pressure, et cetera, every day in the office, arthritis, I would have failed. I had to put they were all deficiency of the latest drugs. You actually have to memorize the wrong answers to keep your board certification.
I can't even put words together on this. You are here as, again, I can't overstate this. You're the one of the greatest medical minds that we have, at least in a general sense. And you're telling us that the whole industry, you're basically the whole industry is set up for your failure to manipulate your body, to manipulate your chemistry, so that you can be more easily managed by the whole medical industrial complex that has been set up to monetize your sickness. That's what you just told us.
It's like a James Bond movie. You know, it's no different. Every field, politics, finance, medicine, they all are focused on the bottom line. Let's take some of the common drugs. The common drugs, statins for cholesterol lowering. We wrote the book, The Cholesterol Hoax, because statins, by poisoning the cholesterol in your cell membranes, makes it much easier, as we'll explain later, for the coronavirus to get inside you. And because they actually poison the HMG-CoA reductase enzyme in your liver so that you don't make cholesterol. So now your cell membrane is weak and starving. And we see this all the time when we assay people's cell membranes, because we see that the average person, their cell membranes are starving for the right fatty acids and choked with the wrong ones. We have flipped around the chemistry of the human body. There are only two things that cause all disease. Only two things. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up.
Is genetics, you say that a lot. Is genetics not in that? Is that not even a consideration, genetics?
Well, they change the genetics. Your food talks to your genetics and changes it.
Ooh.
The foods that you choose and you eat. And then the next worst medicine is probably the proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, Prilosec, ooh, that kind of stuff. That's why we wrote the book No More Heartburn, because those actually turn off your acid in your stomach, so that now you don't absorb the very minerals that you have to have in order to live. Magnesium is in 500 enzymes. You can't heal anything without mag. Zinc, as we showed in the last year's newsletter, just looking at not all 200 of the enzymes, but only looking at, say, six of them, it shows how you can create every single disease in the human repertoire just by being low in zinc. And guess what? Both zinc and mag are epidemic deficiencies in the United States, and they're not in any practice guidelines to check them. So no one knows.
Dr. Rogers, I have to interject. And that point that you keep making, you say it with such, I'm not saying nonchalantness, but just such matter-of-fact way. This is criminal that we are being exposed to such an industry that is so incompetent and so has a financial interest in the opposite of success, right? They have a financial interest in our sickness.
What you have to understand is most doctors go to medical school to try to help people. That's why I went.
Sure.
I was the oldest of eight children in a poor family, so no one ever graduated from high school. So I had to put myself through college, medical school, etc. That's no easy task. But once you get there, then the drug industry takes hold. I mean, the first day we walked in, we got our black bag full of instruments and all sorts of literature from various drug industries. And then it just kept happening. And so many congressmen, scientists, researchers, theologians, medical doctors have written wonderful books showing how the drug industry controls our medical education, controls the finance of medicine, etc. So I won't belabor that point. I think what we should now switch to, Dan, if you like, is to tell people what makes the coronavirus. It's been around for over 20 years. It was the cause of SARS and MERS in 2002-2003. There were six types of coronavirus, but there's a new one, the seventh one, and it has genes in it that look like HIV and genes that look like Ebola.
Whoa.
And nobody, and the only lab in all of China that was studying that is in Wuhan. So we won't belabor that or go there or set blame or anything, but
let me stop you. I have to ask this question because, was it Prahlad Pradhan, his group out of IBM Asia, they used artificial intelligence to examine the virus and they said without question, there's no question that this was some sort of designed virus that these two components
were put together. I'm not here to incriminate anybody. I want to try to save lives. But you must know that as soon as that virus attack erupted in Hubei province outside of Wuhan, somebody there knew enough to immediately, within like 3 weeks, quarantine 11 million people. That's a heck of a journey. And then in a few more weeks, it surged to 60 million people. And what did they start using? HIV drugs, two of them that are connected in together, and it's called Keytruda. Plus, they used some of them also used alpha interferon drug, which is for hepatitis. So it wasn't a secret that something got loose and what it was and how devastating it could be, because the first attack was December 23rd. By December 30th, they already knew that there had been a big surge, and within a couple of weeks, 11 million people were quarantined, and they were using HIV drugs.
That's a great point. It's a great point.
So anyway, where do you want to go from here? Because
we got about 4 minutes before the break, and so go, explain why. On the other side, let's get coronavirus resistant in our bodies. We'll talk about all that after the break. Before the break, why is this so, why does it spread so fast? Why is this different than the other things that have, other viruses?
Well, first of all, it has those two additional, viral capacities in it, the HIV and the Ebola. And second of all, we're different people than we were even 10 years ago.
Ooh, that's a great point.
Most people now in the United States, especially, and that's why I'm very worried that the U.S. is going to get hit harder than anybody else eventually. It may sort of simmer out in the summer and then come back with a fury in the fall. So that at least gives people time to give themselves an oil change, to change their cell membranes. We know exactly where it hooks in. It hooks in into the ACE2 receptor. And the thing is that that type of receptor has very limited numbers on most, it's in all cells, but it has very limited numbers unless there's something wrong, unless there's damage. And that's what has happened. We have changed the chemistry through the 7M. People need to know what the 7M is. It's in the 2019 Total Wellness newsletters. Basically, it's all the things that the medications do, the mercury, high fructose corn syrup that gives enough mercury to be equivalent to one new dental amalgam every day of your life, the mangled fats, the canola, the soybean, the corn oil, the esterified and trans fats proven by Harvard over 30 years ago to create high blood pressure, atrial fib, etc., cancers, and no one in the world listens. The mycotoxins from all of our antibiotics, the overgrowth of yeast in the gut, and these create toxins that can mimic the worst chemicals going. We've changed the genes of our food so that people are eating soybean and corn oil and so forth that have been genetically modified, and these change the chemistry of the human body. In fact, the weed killer, glyphosate, which is in Roundup, that level is 6 times higher in humans in the U.S. than it is in people in France who are not dumb enough to be regulated, have their food regulated by the FDA, which says trans fats are fine and allows legal lying for trans fats, for esterification, for genetically modified foods, for all these different drugs that work by nearly poisoning systems of the body. Anyway, and then we have all of our modified toxins. Teflon, PFOAs, everybody has that in their system. The phthalates, the plasticizers. We showed how to get rid of these things in the book Detoxify or Die. But folks are not ready for that yet until they do the repairs that we'll talk about after the commercial. And then one of the bigger mistakes, managed care. We have a medical system where one guy looks at your bones, one takes care of uteruses, one takes care of prostates, one takes care of brains, one takes care of hearts. Never the twain shall meet. You cannot heal anything without the gut being healthy, without checking your chemistry. None of this is in any specialty practice guidelines in the United States. They all work absolutely blindly. They do not know what deficiencies you have, because it's not in the cardiologist. My husband and I have interviewed over 30 cardiologists in the last 10 years. I never found one that even knows what a tocotrienol is. They're absolutely ignorant about the biochemistry, God's chemistry. It's built right in, how to heal the body.
There's the music. There's the break. Short break. Dr. Rogers on the other side. I failed to mention, I assume it's way too much. Prestige Publishing is the website, especially if you're a new listener. PrestigePublishing.com. You can get her newsletter, her fantastic books. Dr. Rogers, I finally got like 6 or 7 of your books. I had a couple of them. Now I got a 6 or 7. We have a lot to read over here. Fantastic information, ladies and gentlemen. This woman is a national resource.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
During the breaks, I always get up, walk around a little bit. I go to the bathroom if I have to, whatever, get some water. My phone's blowing up with all kind of texts from our last interview and from Dr. Rogers' interview. Let me say this. I don't want to sound like an alarmist. Dr. Rogers can have her opinion. Maybe she wants a comment, not whatever. I'm being told by my contacts very strongly things are about to change very rapidly in America. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. Please be prepared. Please consider where you are, consider your life, consider what you have in your house, consider what we're about. This is about to hit very differently than you may think it will. That's what I'm being told. Could they be wrong? Sure, they could be wrong. Could things go different? Yeah, sure. Of course they could. But I'm just telling you. And Mike, no, I'm not crying wolf. But I'm glad you got the extra toilet paper in your upstairs bathroom. Please put another roll. Add another roll for Mike. Of course, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com is where all the great products are that you can help prepare yourself. That's why they're there. Buy from the good guys. Don't trust Amazon that you know, you're playing Russian roulette if you even get the product that you wanted to get in the first place. Quality products make the difference, especially at this time in your body, your chemistry, who you are. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, the detox cocktail that Dr. Rogers has kind of recommended, and the phosphatidylcholine she talks about incessantly that is so critical, all at the Power Mall. If you're not detoxing and you're not getting nutrients from these type of products, then the question you need to ask yourself is, where am I going to get them? Because as she just told you, your chemistry, your way of life, who you are as a human being is being changed by the health and diet decisions we are making. So if you are not going to use this knowledge and the Power Mall to help change them back, then where will you? That is the question. If I was listening right now, sitting at home on my couch, I would be asking. Dr. Rogers, again, I cannot say enough about her, her expertise, her perspective. She's one of the greatest. I've said it 4 times already during the show. Everything is getting magnified in this type of circumstance. That's why you listen to the Power Hour, so because you have the people that are the quality that we have on here. Dr. Rogers being one of them. PrestigePublishing.com is her website. PrestigePublishing.com. You can get the variety of her books, Detox or Die, and all the, you know, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? All the fantastic resource. You know, you want a library, you want things that you have to have in your house. These are some of the books you need to have in your house. She has a code, P as in Paul, or Prestige, P as in Paul, 115, P as in Paul again. P115P is the code to get a discount. The phone number, 1-800-846-6687. Excuse me, 1-800-846-6687. And I got an email. I can't remember who it's from. I was going to call them personally. I got busy. I got your voicemail. I am going to call you hopefully later today, if not, you know, Monday or something. I don't give out the number to call in enough, and they were bringing that to my attention. So thank you. For everybody listening, if you got a pen and paper, the number if you want to call in and talk to Dr. Rogers, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. There you go.
What's that number for?
This is if they want to call in and talk to you on the show right now. That's our number right now.
Oh, now.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
if they
we've
want to call right now.
We've got a lot to cover. We should not take calls. We should start covering.
Okay, let's do it. We're going to get right
because,
to
right.
How do we make ourselves? Can we reverse the chemistry that has been changed,
all right,
Dr.
Let's
Rogers?
Look at, how does it work? You see the pictures of the coronavirus. It's this round circle. And sticking out all over are what they call, in molecular biochemistry, spikes. And these spikes insert right into the ACE receptor in our cell membrane and inject their RNA virus into our cells. So these spikes insert right on the ACE receptor. So where are these ACE receptors, and why do we have them, and how can we have fewer of them? Because these are the gates. These are the door that the virus uses to get inside of us. The ACE2 receptors are especially prevalent in the lung. That's why the SARS, severe acute respiratory distress syndrome, etc., it kills people with pneumonias. They're also lining the gut, which we'll talk about maybe the 20th or the 27th when we do more on this. The ACE receptor is normally low in healthy cells. Once you start having any symptoms whatsoever and taking medications, that means you have already increased your number of ACE receptors. They only increase in response to cellular damage. In other words, the body makes more of these gates or doorways for the virus. The more you take medications, the more symptoms you have. Even if you don't take anything, but if you have symptoms, you've already damaged the cell membrane and made more gates, more openings for the virus. Don't forget, we lead the world in chronic disease. We are number 43 in health. 42 other countries have better health. We have 6 times the levels of Roundup's metabolite, glyphosate, the weed killer, in humans in the United States as compared with, like, in France. All of this stuff has been researched and documented by people much smarter than I'll ever be. So I'm thinking that we are going to be hit harder than anybody else because we are more damaged. 42 other countries have better health and eat better. They don't do the 7M. Definitely people should make themselves very aware of the 7M, and that's the 2019 and 20 Total Wellness newsletter. Anyway, so what is the cell membrane made out of? Why are we more vulnerable than a lot of other people? Why don't we have them? Because we've been examining the 34 fatty acids that make up the cell membrane. We have literally changed the chemistry of humans, in especially U.S. humans, in the last 30 to 50 years, depending on how they eat, with our Crisco, our margarines, our trans fats, all those FDA-approved foods that we know are not good for us, and they damage the cell membrane. The cell membrane creates the electricity. So the most important fatty acids are omega-3s, and the least important are the omega-6s. The ratio of 6 to 3 in the U.S. now is 20 to 1. This is Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry. In fact, last month, the ratio should be 1 to 4. That's how much we have changed our chemistry. It is now 20 to 1, and we need to be 1 to 4. So America needs an oil change in our cell membranes in order to make us resistant to corona and other viruses, because their spikes insert right into our cell membranes that are damaged. So the first thing to correct the cell membranes, and we won't get through it all today, but we'll start with some of the more important things, are good old-fashioned cod liver oil. But you might just go out and buy the cheapest one you can find, or in tablets or capsules or whatever. Even the February Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, I am a reference junkie, I'm sorry, I have to have the evidence for everything, showed that the leading brands esterified. In other words, they didn't work, because they were, you want only, there's only one kind I would put in my body, and I'm not connected with any companies whatsoever. It's Carlson's lemon-flavored cod liver oil in glass. In glass. And you can go to, what, carlsonlabs.com probably and get your own, probably can get it in your local health food store. Because that's the, that starts getting you into the right electricity of the cell membrane. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same toxins, the same nutrients, the same chemicals. The only difference, the electricity stopped. And that electricity is made in the mitochondria, which are a mass of membranes, and then it's transferred to the cell membrane on the outside as well. So this electricity is very important. And besides that, when you use cheap cod liver oils and other types of oils, or in capsules or in tablets, normally your chemistry on your cell membrane, where these ACE inhibitor, where these ACE receptors are, that the are the doorway for the coronavirus, your chemistry is not just lying there dead and flat. I know chemistry sounds very boring to people, but it's vibrating, oscillating, resonating. Even the molecular biochemists call it flip-flopping. Your chemistry is in constant motion. So if you use cheap or synthetic nutrients, that takes away the flip-flop, the vibration, the electricity. So one of the first things is start with like a tablespoon of cod liver oil. We just open the refrigerator door and take a swig. We don't even measure it. Every day to start your membrane change, your oil change. The next thing is you have to have an anchor. This cod liver oil needs an anchor in the cell membrane. It doesn't just float there because, you know, oils float on surfaces of water, and there's water inside the cell, there's water outside the cell, but it needs a lot more. And we'll go into more of it on the 20th and the 27th. But one of the major anchors is another word you won't like, phosphatidylcholine, and we just call it PC powder. But you want one that is in a powder form and non-GMO, and you have that one there, Dan, so people can get that from you. And that would be like a teaspoon every day. That's part of the anchor. And by the way, these types of changes have they're spelled out in the blood in the book How to Cure Diabetes, with the doses, the websites, and everything. So you can, and we've talked about them in the last few years of the newsletters. They're in the, some of them are in the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax, because again, the cure for all disease is pretty much the same. Fix the chemistry. There's only two causes: the nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. So we have a lot of toxins in our cell membranes, the Teflon and the trans fats and the heavy metal toxicities, mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, from a variety of food manufacturing sources. So we have a lot of toxins, and we have low nutrients from our choices of foods. The 7M is a major determinant of that. So The anchor is PC powder. And another part of that anchor is PS100, phosphatidylserine, PS100, just one a day. And that's a Carlson product. Then, what do you have to have on the cell membrane on the outside of it to guard the guard dog? You have to have vitamin E. And right away, people who are suckered in by faulty information, they'll say, well, wait a minute. I read in the Journal of the American Medical Association that E doesn't help any diseases. And I heard that even taking E a few years ago, they said that it increased people's prostate cancer rates. Well, we have refuted all of that in the past 5 years of the newsletter because, first of all, the researchers were so ignorant that they used vitamin E as though it were one entity. Vitamin E is eight enantiomers. It's eight parts. So using one part is like going to the car dealer and saying, I want to buy a new car. Oh, but I can only afford one out of every eight parts, but I expect it to work. And that's how the studies came out saying vitamin E didn't work. Of course it didn't. Plus they used synthetic. It wasn't even compatible with God's molecular biochemistry, but it was only one of eight parts. And actually in the past TW, we showed how those researchers who said it caused prostate cancer, that they actually caused it, but I won't go into that chemistry right now because you can read about it if you're interested. So the eight parts of vitamin E that you want to have in your body are two tocopherols, and I know your eyes are rolling and say, oh my gosh, this is too much chemistry, but as you catch it, start with the book How to Cure Diabetes, even if you don't have diabetes. That'll guide you through a lot of this. Because they're all just maps of how God's chemistry works. So four tocopherols and four tocotrienols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, all of those. So the way that we have found is we give people one EGEMS Elite, one gamma EGEMS, and two tocotrienols every day. And that gives you a tremendous guard dog for the cell membrane, trying to keep viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals out of the workings of the innards of the cell so that it can protect the cell's genetics and it doesn't get hijacked by these various things. So again, the most important things are the cod liver oil, PC powder, PS100, and the eight forms of E. Now, there are many other things that are extremely important, and we'll entertain your questions on the 20th or 27th, and we'll go over some of these again. But you can't heal any disease. I don't care if it's heart, Alzheimer's, cancer, recurrent infections, without adequate levels of vitamin D. And again, in the Journal of American Medical Association, which I call a Journal of Atrocious Medical Advice, JAMA did another article slamming vitamin D3. How did they do that? Again, the same thing. They underdosed it. They used a cheap synthetic form, I think. I forget the details on that one. But anyway, they grossly underdosed it. And for folks who say to me, oh, well, my doctor checked my D and it was fine, they don't even know. The norm on all U.S. labs for D3, cholecalciferol, is 30 nanograms per milliliter. That's only for rickets. That was obtained decades ago when they first started looking at nutrients. So the only thing they thought D would help was rickets. So that's what it takes not to have rickets. What does it take to not have coronavirus and all the other viruses and all the other problems, atrial fib and high blood pressure and cancers and arthritis and asthma, et cetera? 80 to 100 is normal. Unfortunately, most doctors do not read all this literature, all the evidence, all the proof. So when they see your lab come back and you're 30, they say, oh, you're normal. You're fine. Don't worry about a thing. Or if you're 40, you know, they say, oh, that's good. 80 to 100. You must have. The best form of is D3, and I think you have it there.
Yes.
You want 10. We've been measuring vitamin D levels. Well, we've been measuring everything, all the 34 fatty acids, and we still do it to this day on our readers in 24 countries. I do phone consults with them, correcting their biochemistry. But we've seen in 30 years that the best dose for most people to get them to 80 to 100 nanograms per milliliter is 10,000 units a day. 10,000. And most of them, their doctors have never heard that level. They would think that was outrageously high. But that brings you to 80 to 100. Now, if you're in another country, as many of our readers are, it's going to be in nanomoles, a different thing, which is like twice as much, almost like 2.5 times as much. So we've given the conversion levels in the newsletter at times so that you can convert to the what we're talking about here. But again, there is, I mean, I have whole rooms full of vitamin D data of just how you cannot heal anything without adequate levels. The average person is around 30 to 40. A lot of people that we consult on who think they're healthy, they're below 30 even. So they're a perfect setup for getting every virus, everything that comes down the pike, for getting high blood pressure, which affects one out of three adults in the U.S., for getting any disease and recurrent infections. In fact, like when people get the herpes virus immunization, the vaccine, to my way of thinking, it's silly to get the herpes zoster vaccine, because if you get herpes, it's a wonderful warning that you had better assay all of your chemistry and fix it, because it's related to herpes zoster, the varicella, chickenpox virus. So it means that your childhood immunity is crapping out, and you are going to be a setup for getting cancers or other diseases. So you better fix your chemistry.
Is that, but Dr. Rogers, is that related to warts also? Because is that related to herpes too?
It's a different one. It's
okay.
A different virus.
Okay.
But the herpes gives little blisters sometimes around right where the under the right breast, so that you think you're having a gallbladder attack, or it can be on the left side, you think you're having a heart attack. It can be in the back, and it can be in the neck. And the worst one is when it affects the eyes, because you can actually damage your eyesight. But once a person has that, that says, whoa, you are definitely not playing with a full deck of nutrients, and you'd better check your chemistry and get it straightened around. And we show them how to do it in the last couple of years of the newsletters, and in how to cure diabetes. They're an easy start for people, and then the more they read, obviously, the more proactive they can get. In last year's newsletter, we did an article on zinc, because zinc is in 200 enzymes. We only looked at less than a dozen. I think we looked at 10 of them. And that is a perfect example how you can get every disease going. Cancer, heart disease, atrial fib, Alzheimer's, whatever. It doesn't matter what the label is. Because remember, the labels are only for drugs. And all drugs work by poisoning a system that's already damaged. For example, take high blood pressure that we wrote about in the high blood pressure hoax. What do people put on? A diuretic, which poisons your kidneys from being able to keep in too much sodium. And then the next thing is a beta blocker. It blocks, poisons the beta receptors to keep your pressure down. Next one is an ACE inhibitor, similar to this kind of chemistry, lisinopril, et cetera. And by the way, those are not the treatment for coronavirus, but we can go into that.
We've got about 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Dr.
Okay.
Rogers.
All right. So then we want to make sure that folks are at least starting with some basics: cod liver oil, PC powder, 8 forms of E, D3, some zinc, magnesium. And we'll go over these in hopefully more detail the 20th.
What about vitamin C? What about vitamin C? I heard a lot about vitamin C.
Yeah, but we're talking about specifically the entry of how these viruses get right smack dab into ourselves and why we think Americans are going to be more vulnerable than anybody else. Because we have changed the cell membrane dramatically. Those ACE inhibitors, they double, triple, quadruple their numbers with more diseases and the more medications you take and the more 7M you eat. The 7M in the 2019 TW.
We have about 45 seconds or so. How long for the average person, you know, we need an oil change. How long the change in this?
It depends on how poisoned you are and how much you read and how fast you read. Our goal is to make people too smart to fail.
What's a rough estimate? How long we can make an oil change?
Oh, it depends on how what you eat. If they're eating the 7M every day, they'll never get well.
Mm.
That's in the 2019 TW. Total Wellness Newsletter, the 7M. And, yeah, if they're eating that, they're screwed. They will never get well because they will keep damaged cell membranes and they will keep the ACE2 receptors on high production so that the virus has many receptors that it can choose from, many gates to enter our cells. Make yourselves too smart to fail.
Absolutely. There's the music, PrestigePublishing.com. You can get the coupon code P, as in Paul, 115P. Again, P115P to get discounts at the Prestige Publishing. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Rogers. We're going to be talking to you quite a lot over the next few weeks, and rightly so. Stay safe, ladies and gentlemen. Want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Remember, don't have fear. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And of Dr. Rogers' books. That's what you have. Dr. Rogers, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you at the beginning of next week.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small business.